Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Die koue front is hier met verskeie waarskuwings dat dit baie koud gaan word vandag, veral oor die suidelike Hoëveld en die Mpumalanga se plateaurand waar sneeu verwag word. Dit gaan ook bewolk wees oor Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo en die Noordwes met buie en donderbuie. Pretoria vandag op na net 20 grade, Johannesburg 18, Mbombela en Polokwane 17, Emalahleni op na net 13 grade, Rustenburg maksimum van 25.
Redelik rustig op die paaie. Things have calmed down a lot. Olifantsfontein Road lights not working. The N1, a few delays there. And we've got slow moving traffic in the Crown again, no surprise. N1 northbound towards the Crown.
In die hoof nuus die uur hou ook verband met die weer. Nooddienste is op gereedheidsgrondslag in Johannesburg en Tshwane vir die koue naweek wat voorlê. Nooddienste doen 'n beroep op inwoners om nie parafienstowe en ander verhittingstoestelle onbewaak te laat nie. En om dan elektriese verwarmers af te sit om te voorkom dat die kragnetwerk oorlaai word. En dis nie net hier waar moeder natuur hulle sy haar spiere bult nie. In die Chinese megastad van Shanghai is hulle vanoggend deur 'n tweede tifoon binne 'n paar dae getref. Paaie en buurte is oorstroom en motoriste is in hulle motors vasgekeer. Dit terwyl opruimingswerk steeds onderweg is na maandag se reuse tifoon. Meer nuus om 9.
How do you get two typhoons in what? A couple of days?
In a week. Well, the other one was on Monday and it was the biggest one since 1949.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
All over.
Holy cow.
We don't get those here yet.
No.
Good. He's back with the sporty stuff.
Yeah, and more on that Braai conundrum, Alex. It's become a little bit more complicated. See, the Springbok Rugby Championship match against Argentina tomorrow will kick off 10 minutes later than previously advertised.
What?
According to SA Rugby Media release yesterday. Yeah, 10 minutes. The clash in Santiago del Estero will now kick off at 10 past 11 tomorrow night. At 4 p.m., of course, the Currie Cup final takes place, so you really have to think long and hard about when you want to spark that braai. But the call out by us, which was made yesterday, continues for Bulls fans to go and warm up that atmosphere for their neighbours at Emirates Airline Park. Kickoff is at 4 o'clock. Rudolf Stroyli on air said Bulls fans are more than welcome, even in their Bulls colours, to go and support their neighbours. We look forward to seeing them. And of course, Joburg, notorious for having a ton of Shark supporters as well. So I think it's going to be a pretty big match. Before I move on, the Pakistan women are looking in pretty good nick at the moment. They've managed to wrap up their innings. That's in the 30-20 international in Multan against the Proteas women. They finished on 153-5. The Proteas still to get batting, and it is finely poised at the moment, with either team having won one apiece. LIV golfers will be eligible for the Ryder Cup and PGA Championship. That's according to the PGA of America yesterday, in a move to ensure access to top talent. Since the early days of the Saudi-backed series, the PGA Tour has banned LIV golfers from competing in its event, making it hard for LIV players to earn world rankings points and qualify for the majors. There's also something for motorsport fans as well this weekend, as Formula One jets off to Singapore for the Grand Prix. Last time out, we were treated to one of the races of the season, Oscar Piastri holding off Charles Leclerc for his second Formula One win. This week, the drivers will face a significantly different task around the very tight and twisty Singapore street. So that's one to look forward to. Proteas men also in action today. And the URC, I don't have time to go through all the matches, will also get going. Don't forget round two of the Betway Premiership as well. It's a chock-a-block weekend of sport.
Woo! It's going to be a biggie. So when must I fire the braai? If I fire it up at lunchtime as usual, you know, like right about 1 o'clock, I think we'll be ready to eat at midnight.
No. You have to aim for not just supper, but a late supper with that braai. I reckon you start that fire at about 7 o'clock, so that you may be 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock.